As I worked on my relationship with my inner critic and started exploring the importance of my inner mentor in improving my internal communication, I encountered a number of questions and seeming contradictions that took me some time to unravel and figure out. These were questions like, what's the difference between a healthy desire for growth and an unhealthy one? If there are things I want to change about myself, how does that fit in with self-acceptance? Surely if I accept myself as I am, then I don't want to change. Does this mean that change is bad? I'm confused. More than anything, I wondered how to reconcile a desire for growth with self-acceptance and compassion. How could I make sure I was approaching creating growth and change in my life from a healthy perspective? If my inner critic were to hijack a growth-related activity or project and take over, how could I tell the difference between inner critic-driven growth and inner mentor-driven growth? That's what this chapter is about. Personal growth is full of paradoxes, and this one is up there with the best. If you're anything like me, you probably always have a running list of things you'd like to do, learn, change, or shift about yourself or your life. When I first started learning about self-acceptance, I thought this desire for change was a sign that I wasn't doing this whole self-acceptance thing properly. Cue the spiral of self-recrimination I mentioned in Chapter 5. Since then, I've realized that this desire for change is really a desire for growth. And this desire for growth is a very human desire we all share on one level or another. Many factors influence whether you experience growth and make the changes you want to make, but the underlying desire is there. So how does that fit in with other important concepts like self-acceptance? Here's what I've learned about this dichotomy. A healthy desire for growth is rooted in self-acceptance. It starts with acknowledging the reality of where you are now. Whether that's in a relationship or a career that's not working for you, dealing with a chronic health problem, in debt, and so on. An unhealthy desire for growth starts here too, but what differentiates the two is how you respond to this reality. Rooted in self-acceptance, we notice where we are, we acknowledge the situation, we acknowledge any feelings that come up about it, including shame, a wish that things were different, and so on. And if judgments come up, we acknowledge those too. This acknowledgement gives us the emotional distance so that we can take a step back and observe our current situation from the 30,000-foot view. From here, we can see how we arrived at this place, where our responsibility lies, and what needs to happen for us to move forward. And when we do move forward, it's motivated by the desire for a better future in whatever area of life we're addressing, and by wanting the best for ourselves. When we approach these kinds of situations with an unhealthy desire for growth, we often do so from the place of not good enough. We're motivated by pain and shame, by a fear of other people finding out just how not good enough we really are. And we listen to the voice in our heads that says, you'll be lonely forever, you're a loser, etc., ad nauseum. In other words, our desire for growth is driven by shame. The problem with shame is that it makes us more likely to want to hide and avoid, to cover up. Shame is anti-growth. Because we don't accept this flaw or situation, we assume other people won't accept it either. So we try to hide it and pretend it doesn't exist. It's not really a problem, rather than take steps to remedy a problem or create the growth that we want. It's the difference between a crash diet before a school reunion and deciding to go to the gym 3 times a week to work on our fitness. Both actions might have the same result-ish. The crash diet is unlikely to have any lasting effect on our weight and is unhealthier in the short term, but the energy and emotion behind them is very different. One is about avoiding pain. People will judge me if they see me for the first time in years and I'm carrying around extra weight. And the other is about pursuing growth.